Merry Christmas. Blessed Epiphany. Happy New Year. Happy Bicentennial. My dear people, is the Epiphany. There are so many things I could preach about. I wanted to preach a rising homily about how most people between age 14 and 25 leave the Catholic faith because they believe that science and faith are incompatible. And it is an absolute lie. In fact, today's feast is the fact that scientists, astrologers, make their way to Jesus because of science. And that true science will always lead people to adoration of God. And people who believe that science and faith are incompatible have no idea that the Vatican itself studies the sciences. The Catholic Church invented the scientific method. And that for those who claim their belief in the Big Bang Theory, did you know that that itself, the Big Bang Theory, was actually made up by a Catholic priest? But then I decided I didn't want to preach on that. So then I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to preach a homily about the three gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold for a king, incense for God, and myrrh because of a sacrifice. And then I was going to preach about the Eucharistic revival and how every Mass we have gold vessels for a king. We have incense for God because he is sacrificed, and we enter into that representation, the one perfect sacrifice. But I didn't want to preach about that either. So I decided on this epiphany that I'd like to preach on the mortal sin of gossip. Because I thought that was much more fitting. And most likely better for your soul. So I'd like to talk this weekend on gossip. Christmas is all about the fact that God became man. God became man. We call this the incarnation. God entering into our flesh, God entering into our world, the indwelling of God. And we, raise your hand if you're baptized, we have God in us. There's going to be a baptism after Mass today. And someone is going to be baptized, and God is going to enter into their life. Every time that you come forward to receive Holy Communion, who do you receive into you? Jesus. It is Christmas. God dwells in your flesh. If that is true, then God is not just in you, but he is also in the person to your left and to your right. So turn to the person to your left and right and say, God dwells in you. So this is true, right? And the amazing revelation of the Epiphany is that God doesn't just dwell in the chosen people. God doesn't just dwell in Jewish people. God was born for all people. Which means that God was born and God came to save the person at work that you don't like. And your sister-in-law and your mother-in-law. God came for both Joe Biden and Donald Trump. God came for everyone that 24-hour news media gossips, slanders, and commits sins of detraction on that you listen to and that you ingest on a daily basis. So the question is, if Jesus dwells in the person to your left and to your right, if Jesus dwells even in the people that you don't like, what gift do you bring to them with your mouth? Or in fact, what death do you bring to them with your mouth? So the reality is that sins of gossip, detraction, and slander kill people. They kill their reputation. They kill their good name. Psychologically and emotionally, we all know who have ever been a victim of any of these that they kill you. And in fact, what happens in today's gospel passage, right? What is the epiphany? What happens with this story? Notice, it's very sly, but what does King Herod do? He asks the Magi to come to him secretly. Where do we like to tell gossip the most? Have you heard what I've heard? Do you know what I know? Come, I'll tell you. He has the Magi come to him secretly. But what is Herod's misinformation? What are the lies that Herod believes lead to? The death of babies in Bethlehem. He kills. Because what's behind jealousy? Sorry, what's behind slander, gossip, detraction? Jealousy and envy. Jealousy and envy. They are the root of these sins which kill. St. Paul makes it clear that these sins actually kill the life of grace within us. St. Paul, in the letter to Corinthians, tells the Corinthians that slanderers will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. He tells the Galatians that participation in dissension and factions will keep us out of heaven. Jesus himself says in Luke chapter 12, "Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, because who hears everything you say? Jesus. And what you've whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops." The reality is, my brothers and sisters, is our words matter. Our words matter. And God did not create you. He didn't create me to tear people down, to destroy people, and to hurt people with our words. And just as alcohol and food and drugs and pornography and lust have pleasure and power attached to them, so does gossip, slander, and detraction. And we have to root it out of our lives. Because it is the Feast of the Epiphany, and we're all about giving gifts, I would like you all to know that I'm giving you a gift today. Not only this homily, which could save your soul, but also every single one of you, as you leave Mass today, will receive a piece of paper that has about 6 or 7 biblical passages that make it very clear that gossip, slander, and detraction will lead you directly to hell. And I want you to read them. But because I'm a positive guy, on the back of the piece of paper are also some great biblical quotes about how our words of affirmation, of blessing, will also call us to be who we want to be and who God created us to be. Listen to St. Paul. This is St. Paul to the letter of the Ephesians. "Never let evil talk pass your lips. Say only the good things men need to hear, things that will really help them." I want you to imagine right now that you're the person at work that when you leave the room, people are like, "Gosh, she always just lightens up my day. She always says the things that I want to hear and I need to hear, things that will really help me." That's what she's always saying. She's always saying the things that I want to hear. She's always complimenting, encouraging. Is that the person that you want to be? I'll tell you, it's the person that I want to be. A really good friend of mine, he's a layman. And we were talking just about the priesthood one day. And he said, "Father, I don't want you to ever forget that you as a priest are the image of God the Father. And our world is so broken and so many people don't have a father anymore. Don't ever forget, Father Meyer, that you are very possibly the only image of the Father that some people will ever meet." He said, "Always ask yourself, Father Meyer, whether your words encourage people or discourage them. Are you the great encourager or are you the great discourager?" That's true for all of us. Because every single one of us has Jesus within us, and every single one of us is called to recognize the Jesus in the person next to us, behind us, in front of us, the person who drives us crazy at work, the politician that we don't like. Because every single one of them, particularly on this weekend that we worship the Magi who were not Jewish that come to Jesus, are called by their very life to worship the Lord. And thus what we say matters. "Say only the things that good men that men need to hear, things that really help them. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, speak of these things." I want you to imagine your marriage. I want you to imagine your life. I want you to imagine your workplace. I want to imagine, what would our world look like if slander and detraction and gossip ended? If you're looking for a 2024 that's going to be different, commit yourself to those things. Because I'm just going to tell you right now that 2024 doesn't look very good. wars, immigration, economics. And no matter what happens next November, I will just tell you right now, I am a prophet. The election will be claimed as not being a real election, no matter what happens. And there will be slander and detraction and gossip and malicious talk, and it will get not one person to heaven. Not one person will go to heaven over anything that's going to be talked about. And I want all you to go to heaven. I want all of you to be with Jesus forever. And I want every single one of you to recognize that Jesus is in you and that you are called to recognize the Jesus in every human being. That's what the Epiphany calls us to. That's what Christmas calls us to. And that's how we'll have a happy new year. Is by casting out the things that are not of God and making the choice to be who we are called to be. I ask of you to take this piece of paper home. I ask you to pray about it. And invite the Lord into this year in a very profound way. We say all the time, change your habits, change your life. Your life changes when your habits change. The reality is that many of us have bad habits. I have bad habits. We all have bad habits. But the way that our life changes when we change our habits. So let's pray for that grace today, and in doing so, become the saints of his kingdom. Amen.